Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Things built to last take time to build. The foundation is laid brick by brick. Bricks that are laid with your sacrifice, the pressure of your risk, the grind of your hard work, the crush of your failure. No one can take it away from you. The work compounds in silence. Until one day you look up and you realize you've built something unbreakable. Don't rush now what's meant to last forever.
They never saw the lonely nights, the aching knees, the silent battles, but I kept going. I kept shooting, and I kept believing. Not because I had all the answers, but because I had a why. My why was bigger than me.
The better you get, the easier it gets. Right now, the phase you're in is called growing pains. What you don't even realize is that the game is trying to test you right now, trying to see how bad you want it. You think the game gonna reward people who can't handle hardship and adversity? Nah, that's not how it works. The grind ain't meant to be easy. That's why you're gonna appreciate it so much when you get through it. Keep your head up, gang.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Persevere. Has to be part of your DNA to be successful. If you're human, so you're going to have days where you do feel down. You're going to have days where you're going to be upset with yourself, but you just have to keep going, bro. I mean, you can't lose if you don't stop. It's impossible. How can you fail if you don't stop?
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy, meaning be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind.
Your only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing.
It's you. So you better figure out who the fuck you are.
You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life?
There's no fucking coach. There's no trainer to keep you going. It's only you.
Look around you. There is no fucking team. It was you.
Believe in yourself. There's nothing wrong with having confidence. There's nothing wrong with being delusional. There's nothing wrong with seeing things that people don't see. You know, have the consistency to make something that's real to you real life. So believe in yourself, stay consistent, and it'll happen.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Everything you need is already inside of you. It is. You're just afraid to use it. You're just afraid to use it.
Take the first step. The first step is always the hardest step because it forces you, like a chick breaking out of an egg when it hatches. The first step forces you to break out of your comfort zone. And the comfort zone is so strong that probably 90% of people are held back from their full potential all their life because of this vice-like comfort zone. And when you take the first step, the only way you can do it is break out. And suddenly you see the second step and the third step and the fourth step. And then as you take the steps, your self-esteem goes up and your self-confidence goes up and you become more creative and you start to think of all kinds of ideas. And so this is the difference between top people, is they have a big idea of what's possible and they take the first step.
The first huge advantage that personal growth gave me was that it gave me a head start over my peers. Because most people don't grow every day, personally. Most people are not in that game. So if you're in that game, you begin to have what I call a decided advantage. When you do things that others do not do, you begin to experience things that others do not experience, and you begin to become things that others do not become.
Wouldn't you want to know what would happen if you spent just one year giving it your absolute all? You gave your diet your absolute all. You gave your fitness regimen your absolute all. You gave your work your absolute all. How drastically would your life change in just one year? One year of uninterrupted focus. I bet your life would change drastically. I bet you'd be a completely different person. I bet you'd be completely unrecognizable. I bet you would look back and be like, I can't believe I was living the way I was. Time is going to pass anyway. The next year of your life is going to happen regardless of what you do. So why don't you spend that year giving it your absolute all and just see what happens? If you do that, I guarantee you will look back one year from today and say, that was the best decision I have ever made.
Only you have what you're gonna bring, literally. Nobody has it, no one. So there's kind of a beautiful strength and confidence that comes when you realize that you're the only one that got what you got.
If you're truly willing to win in life, you will evaluate yourself, see where you're falling short, see where you need to improve on, and then take the necessary steps. But it's very hard to have that realization of how mediocre you are, of how lazy you are, of how you've been lying to yourself for years. It's very hard to be real with yourself. But once you do become real with yourself and accept the responsibility that where you are right now is a direct result of your thoughts and your actions, then you can flourish. Then you can really get started.
Most people don't work hard enough for the results they want. They think the world owes them something, but the reality is, it doesn't. For most people, it's a lot of talk and no action. Always telling people what they're gonna do, but never actually following through with what they say. Don't be like most people. If you want to be the exception, prove it. Show up, work harder, demand more from yourself than anyone else. That's how you get to where you want to go. So keep going.
The path of least resistance never makes you happy.
It's like, you have to push yourself. Your life self-esteem, your self-esteem, esteem for yourself, is earned by you doing something difficult for you.
So easy for us to get down on ourselves when we mess up and fall into this trap of thinking that we should be doing everything perfect. And all those things require struggle, setbacks, mistakes, falling short. But it's okay. Not getting so down on myself and feeling like I have to do everything right all the time. You know, because I don't. You don't, we don't. So much beauty in making mistakes and being able to learn from it and grow from it and make the better decision next time.
Own your decisions, which means also own your mistakes. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. Absolutely nothing. The more you make, the more resilient you become. Resilience is the ability.
You have to go through the fire first. You have to experience the full fall and the complete self-loathing in order to come around to something like the forgiving of oneself. It's when you skip responsibility, when you use a substitute emotion like guilt, which is of no use to anyone. But if you feel the real thing, which is shame, hatred, humiliation, and self-loathing, that is the door. And if you get through that, then you can forgive yourself.
If you are living a comfortable life, it only means you are continuously staying inside the field of what you know already. Every time you are expanding that border, you are expanding that limit. For me, this means there is some growth.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. Okay? If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, be about it today. Be about it today. And then when today's over, be about it tomorrow.
We all have fear. Everyone has fear. Fear is one of the most greatest things that you can possibly add. Fear is an instinct. Fear propels you. Fear makes you great. Fear brings you alive, doesn't it?
What would you do if you just learned today that you only had 6 months to live? What if you only had 6 months to live? What would you stop doing? What would you do more of? Who would you spend time with? Now, the answer to that question is very interesting because what it tells you is what you really value. What is really important to you?
Number one, don't run away. And number two, be honest to yourself. Those two things, you should keep them in mind. And then just put time, effort into practice. I think is the key. Step by step, build something up about yourself, about your life, about your character and personality. That will give you some strong fundament in order to tackle everything that this world is going to throw at you.
Truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. This is hard work. This is an obsession. Nothing can beat hard work.
The most important people in your life are the people who believe in you before you even believe in yourself. The people who see something in you before you can see it in yourself. Those people are essential to whatever it is that you want to achieve and accomplish, because there's going to be a point when you've pounded your head into a wall so many times that you're delirious, that you can't see the vision for your future, that you can't see that it is at all possible. And having those people in your life to ground you and to center you around the fact that you can do it, that you can achieve those things, that you are capable, that your potential is so much more than what you're currently doing, changes everything.
The cure for sadness isn't finding 100 different ways to be happy. It's accepting the life you're walking through for what it is and pushing through. It's believing that everything has a purpose and learning to make peace with past versions of yourself that don't align with who you've become. The pain is a prerequisite. Improve yourself as a human being There will be many things in this life that you don't have control over, but your happiness is not one of them.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Perspective is everything.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 2 + 2 is going to equal 4. And 10 years of motherfucking work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend is going to pay off. You can do this.
I don't care if you have to inch away day by day, even if you have to get down and it hurts and it's hard and nobody can see what you're really going through, if you don't quit, the pit will become your platform.
It's not what you get that makes you valued, it's what you become. So part of the key here is to set the kind of goals that will make something of you. Don't set them too low, so that you don't have to grow and you don't have to read and you don't have to try and you don't have to stretch. Don't set them too low. And then don't sell out. Don't go for something that's going to cost you your virtue or cost you your values or sell out your principles. There's a good middle road here to follow. Goals that will inspire, goals that will help you grow, change, develop, and become better than you are.
A creative life is simply this. A creatively lived life is any life where consistently, routinely, habitually, and constantly you choose the path of curiosity over the path of fear. Not once, not twice, not a few times, but all the times. All the times. Because you're constantly going to be in these crossroads in your life, daily almost, where there's a lure of curiosity on this side and there's a kind of a roadblock of fear over here saying, take this safer path. I don't know how that one ends. So let's just continue with this. And if you keep going to the right on the fear path instead of going to the left on the curiosity path, your life gets smaller and heavier, which I know is not what you want or what anybody wants.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you, it's the disciplined version of you. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here. It's the version of you that has parameters.
If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find a way physically to make it happen. If you're short up here, it doesn't matter what you do with these guys, it will never materialize into anything. No dream will ever become a reality. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finding intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, processing and challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and then it happened.
But the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me.
The greatest test that anything can withstand is time. Just give it time. It'll reveal itself.
Setbacks, problems, adversity, opposition, challenges are expected but never permanent. Like, I want you to pick up what I'm telling you, man. Setbacks, adversity, opposition, challenges, problems. It's to be expected.
when you're trying to do something hard, what your brain does is give you something else hard to do that's not quite as hard so that you can feel justified in not doing the thing you're supposed to because you're doing something else useful. And if you give in to that temptation, which you often will, then it wins, and because it wins, it gets a little dopamine kick and it grows stronger. Anything you let win, the internal argument, grows.
How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized?
We all gonna go through something. Like, I love the quote that say, we all got problems. What makes us different is how we solve them. It's expected, but never permanent.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does.
One day you'll wake up and realize the potential you had, knowing you've chosen comfort over effort.
Fear is overcome. Hesitation is overcome. It's not overcome by motivation. It's overcome by discipline. I'm scared. I'm afraid. I'm nervous. I'm hesitant. I'm not sure if I want to do this. I'm second guessing. All those little things, they're just overridden by one thing and one thing only, discipline. And that's what it's going to take. That is the discipline.
When he lost courage, he would recite it, and it would give him the what he needed to keep going. Out of the night that covers me black as the pit from pole to pole, I think whatever God there may be for my unconquerable soul, the fell collective circumstance, I have not cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of fate, not hear this plea, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the shadow of the shade. Yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate and how punishment charged the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain, my soul.
What got me to this point was I was just the opposite of what I am today. I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that I got in front of me.
What pain have you gone through that has turned into suffering? It's the relationship where someone's unfaithful and you end a relationship that you thought was great. That is painful. But suffering is 3 years down the road and still saying, can't trust a man, can't trust a woman. It's the same thing when it comes to money. It's the same thing when it comes to business. What pain have you experienced in your past that you didn't process, that you didn't learn from, and now it's just this suffering mechanism that wakes you up, keeps you thinking, is when you're alone in your thoughts, it pops up. It's like, hey, suffering here, let's spend some time together. It's like, no, screw you, I learned from that. I'm no longer suffering. Declare today, decide today that suffering will end. Pain is a part of our life. The more pain you have, that means the bigger you're playing the game. But we don't have to suffer. You have a choice.
Things are hard in life because this is the way that your soul evolves and grows. Think of it like a weight room. When I lift weights, and I lift weight that's easy for me, I'm not going to make any growth in my muscle. It won't. But when I start to lift things that are heavy, that are difficult, there's a lot of resistance. That's going to create tears in my muscle that eventually will start to grow back and it will develop muscle. I will increase my strength. Life is the same thing. The weight room is a microcosm of life. So I have to go through hard things. I have to go through things that put me under tension, that make me uncomfortable, that create resistance to ensure that my mind, that my soul will continue to evolve and grow. But just like with lifting weights, if it gets hard and I drop it, I let it down, I'm not going to get out of it what I could have gotten out of it. So instead, when times get hard, there may be times that you have to take a break, but do not give up.
It doesn't get any easier. Wins don't come easy. Wins are earned. The score matters. We live in the world where everybody thinks of, you know, hey, showing up is half the battle. No, showing up is none of the battle. It's none of the battle. If showing up is half the battle, you're so far away from winning and being limitless, you're never even going to get there.
So I know it might not seem this way, but life is so much more exciting when you're disciplined and working towards something. It doesn't have to be some huge life goal. It's anything that just gets you out of bed in the morning. Something that gives you a reason to want to chase each day. Because it feels good to improve, man. There's fucking purpose for a change. I don't know you. I don't know your current situation. But I do know if you constantly feel lost and unmotivated in your life, it's because you haven't been in motion and objects at rest stay at rest.
The problem isn't that it's hard. The problem isn't that you're scared. The problem isn't that you want to give up. The problem is you thinking it's not supposed to be like this, because it is. These obstacles are the tests you must pass to become the person you want to be. They were in the terms and conditions you didn't know you signed when you started chasing this dream of yours. So embrace the struggle. Smile at the pain, because one day you'll look back on this time as the good old days.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The differential between the people that are achieving in life and don't achieve in life isn't really their potential, what they're born with, their gifts, or anything else. It's their perseverance, always showing up, always giving themselves a chance. Get out of bed, come here in the morning, going for it, or else sweep it. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break, to give yourself a chance. At the end of the day, it's all you're willing to do. But the more you feel against the wall, something will eventually stick.
I just wanted to be a better version of myself, and I kept looking in the mirror and envisioning what I could look like. As long as you're alive and you're strong and you can keep pushing and you stay motivated and disciplined and just stick to the grind, and most importantly, have a plan. As long as you work, you get there one day. Because something that everyone lacks nowadays is just having the consistency and the will to stay on the path, you know?
It's not what you do, it's who you are.
Yeah.
It's not what's gonna get you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you do, it's who you are. Like how you operate, how you treat people, how you do things. It's not what you do, it's who you are, right? It's not what got you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy, right? Just how you live your life. It's certain people that live life a certain type of way. It's certain people that do things a certain type of way.
If you risk nothing, you risk everything. Risk is scary, but regret is terrifying. The safe harbor of success is an illusion. In life, your rewards rarely exceed your risks. Results, respect, resilience are all on the other side of risk. Be bold in the face of your fear. Never abandon. Take risks and take what's yours.
You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
You give it all you have, you're gonna get max potential back. And then who knows what can come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl if you don't show up. If you show up, you're putting yourself in a situation to create those opportunities.
Failures are a prerequisite to who we want to become. I cannot stress that enough. So sometimes something that seems to be a negative thing, seems to be a bad thing that is happening to us, or even a season of dormant, or even a season where we have to sit back and start to recalibrate, recoil the spring, so to speak, reconfigure where we're at. Sometimes that's right where we need to be.
for every adversity that life gives you, it also gives you a seed of equal opportunity. But we have to nurture that seed.
I'm talking about the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because I think we all know in this room, character is not something that we inherit. Character is something we got to wake up every single day. We got to fight and we got to build it. In the midst of opposition, adversity, and challenges, I don't care how tall your daddy was, you got to do your own growing. In the midst of challenges, opposition, and pain, develop a health plan. So you can't feel well and do well if you don't have good health. You can't perform if you don't have your health. Your health is valuable. Develop a health plan. A plan that you will follow, because this is the only vehicle that you have to carry you through this experience called life.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
And you want to take good care of it because you love you enough. You care enough about you. And that's not easy. It is not easy having a health plan and sticking to it. But you're worth it doing it again and again and again.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like?
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts. If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
Practice and practice and practice. Practice makes what? Practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so are you looking for new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice? You'll get better and better and better.
Like waking up and being in the spirit of gratitude, right? And just being grateful before we even start our day. Just waking up with it on our mind. Man, I'm grateful that I get the opportunity to do this week, right? It's almost that pressing, that perspective of, I don't have to do it, I get to do it. Right? And so my challenge for us all is, as we start our days, as we do our work, as we carry on with our lives, let's do the press of gratitude more. The press of being thankful more, right? Like when we start something, even if it's opposition present, challenges present, uncertainty present, man, let's tap into that spirit of gratitude. Let's tap into that spirit of thankfulness.
Because you're not everything you could be, and you know it. What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you?
If you let people's perception of you dictate your behavior, you will never grow as a person. But if you leave yourself open to experience, despite what others think, then you will learn and grow.
So whatever it is you're trying to be, whatever it is you're trying to do, work on becoming the type of person that would actually have that. Stop and ask yourself, what do these people do? What are their habits? What are the skills that they have? What are their routines they follow? And start to become that now. And then the rest of life will start to materialize around you.
It's going to feel a little bit unfamiliar, uncomfortable. And if you can relax into that, instead of going back to the past, continuously invest in your future, sooner or later, it'll begin to become easier and easier and easier. And all of a sudden, when you least expect it, something amazing is going to happen in your life. And when that event begins to occur, you're going to pay attention to what you did inside of you now to produce the effect outside of you. And that's called human empowerment. And there isn't a person in the world that's excluded from this equation.
Visualization is one of the challenges. And part of that is not just visualizing success or living in the reality of achieving what you're setting out to achieve, but also visualizing how you're going to navigate all the obstacles that are going to get thrown in your path.
No matter how much emotion and feeling you may have or how much hurt you may have, life has to go on.
Because the people who go all in, the motherfuckers who burn the ships and leave themselves no other option but success, those people are dedicating all their skills, all their resources, all their energy into producing a specific outcome. And if you're competing against someone who's going all in with every resource they have, and you're only going half in because you're half in, you're half fucking out, guess what? You're gonna lose. So you guys out there with your plan B mentality, you need to take that shit, crumple it up, and set it on fucking fire, because all it's gonna get you is more of what you already had.
When the situation of the moment does not go outward, because we all know what to do when it goes right. But when God says no, who will you be? But most importantly, who's watching you and who can be blessed by the opposition, the adversity, and the challenge that you're facing?
Now listen to me. When you were younger, you had dreams. But you got married and had a couple kids, and now you're like, well, that dream is dead. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You're not done yet. And you just may need to be a little bit flexible and a little patient. Not now does not mean not ever. And not this way does not mean not at all. Don't give up on your dream.
Hey, I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets. And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful. That was my philosophy. It seems like a pretty simple one, but you know, if you live your life to just get better every single day and do that for 20 years, what do you have?
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. The hard choices, what we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say. You got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And it takes being obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
Y'all gotta start loving your life. Be comfortable in who you are. If you come from a family right now that's broke, use that to your advantage. I use that to my advantage that I was a high school dropout, that I was homeless. I love dealing with a dude who think because he come from money, he better than me. Let's go. Let's go. You got money, but you got that dog.
When you can be happy in the midst of hardship, then you see the true potential of the mind. When you can't control what's happening, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Control what you can control.
It's Thoreau's quote that most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. And I've been that guy. You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous, and most people want to take the safe path. The safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation.
You start to become civilized. The refrigerator gets full. You start making money, and you start, I'm not getting cold anymore. I'm retired. Because I'm not allowing myself to become civilized. The worst thing that can happen to a man is become civilized. You lose that fucking fight. You lose that. Why the fuck am I doing it? I'm good. You ain't good, man. You ain't ever fucking arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never can arrive. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality.
Time is limited. How many Wednesdays do you have left? How many months? How many weeks? How many years? How many minutes? That clock is ticking. Hey, it's gonna run out.
There's people with dreams.
Incredible dreams. Beautiful truths. Heartwarming dreams. But who executes? Without execution, those dreams are nothing. Without execution, those goals are nothing. Without execution, those ideas are nothing. Without execution, you become nothing. The plan, the idea, the thought doesn't matter. If you want to win, you have to execute.
Why not you? Why not you? With good self-esteem. Why not you starting to change and setting goals? Why not you starting to make progress toward financial independence? If I can do it, you can do it. If we can read, you can read. If we can change, you can change. If we can figure it out, you can figure it out. If we can turn it around, you can turn it around. There isn't anything you can't accomplish. And so I want to say it to you personally. Why not you?
It's not really about what you want. It's about what you're willing to do to get it. And in that, maybe you have to give something up that may not be a good habit to replace it with a better habit. Whether it's how you recover, how you sleep, how you dissipate, everybody got to make that decision. So it's not just about what you want. It's about what are you willing to do to get it. That's what it all comes down to, guys.
You are creators.
Every human being is a creator.
As you think, so shall you be.
I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word.
We really do paint our world with our thoughts.
You can almost create your entire world. Not almost, you actually can.
But we can all do it. That's why we don't realize the power we have.
Yeah, but you can see it, you can do it.
That's what we are. We are creators, we are manifestors.
Clarify and define your vision for yourself in the highest possible way that you can see it. Be delusional here. Yeah. Right at the apex of what your mind believes is possible, maybe push past that even a little bit and define it. And then number two is like, believe it. And three is work towards it.
Do not give in to the lie that none of this matters. Do not give in to the lie that all you're good for is all you're good for. Above all, resist the urge to believe in half-truths someone spoke about you. The logical fallacies that say you messed up this one thing, so you must have messed up everything. You couldn't get that last relationship right. What makes you think you'll get this one right? You got fired from that last job. What makes you think you're any good in the workplace now? If you really want redemption for the times that you came up short, then you need to keep your eyes looking forward, not backward. Because your greatest life is ahead of you, not behind you.
You are going to suffer. It is going to be hard. It is going to take all of your energy. It's going to kick you in the face 1,000 times. You're going to be demoralized. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry. You're going to be bitter sometimes. This is why it's so important to build yourself into someone who can execute regardless of what your mood is, regardless of what your circumstances is, because if you can execute when things are up and everybody else bails and everybody else quits, what kind of advantage does that give you over the long haul? It gives you a tremendous advantage. And if you could become the kind of person that cannot be stopped by outside circumstances or going through a tough time or being in a bad mood or being unmotivated, how can anyone beat that?
It's the biggest lie in the world. You may have said it to yourself today, you may have heard it today, and it's this: I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it when I wake up. I'll do it after I finish this. I'll do it when I retire. I'll do it when things are easier. I'll do it when things go back to normal. Seneca said, the one thing all fools have in common is that they're always delaying to start. They're always getting ready to start. Mark Smith says, you could be good today. Instead, you choose tomorrow. We choose tomorrow because we know it's not a real choice. We're not actually going to do it. It's just kicking the can down the road. It's a lie we tell ourselves. It's the biggest lie in the world. We don't say we're never going to do it. We say we're going to do it later, but we're not.
I think we all struggle with something in life where we're not confident in. And once we understand, like I said, how powerful we are, how powerful our minds are, then there shouldn't be nothing that we can't accomplish.
Every day you have an opportunity to be a new person. Like, you can just wake up tomorrow and decide, I'm going to be totally different. I'm going to act different. I'm going to talk different. I'm going to behave different. Don't get so caught up in the sunk cost fallacy of being you that you never change and you never evolve. Don't let the amount of time that you've spent being who you are stop you from being who you could be.
I'm here to tell you right now, you're going to make it. I know it doesn't feel like it. I know you look around and see nothing but despair and defeat. You look at the scoreboard and see that you're down by 25 in the last quarter. But I'm telling you right now, you're going to make it, not because of what's on you, but because of what's in you. What's in you is somebody who doesn't give up. What's in you is somebody who knows what defeat tastes like, who knows what it's like to go through the trials and the tribulations, somebody who knows that they want to leave a legacy for the people to come after them. Somebody who doesn't live their life inspired by ego or fame or accolades, but somebody who wants to make a genuine impact, who believes that leaving all people, places, and things better than they found it is a life worth living. That's why you're going to make it. So don't give in. Don't you quit on me. See this race all the way through the end.
The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
You have to believe that this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. and keep going. And so I repeated that over and over and over and over and over again as I wanted to throw in the towel, as I would start to bash myself, as I would start to feel sorry for myself and be like, nope, there's just no way I'm going to believe that something amazing isn't going to happen. I've worked too hard. Something amazing that hasn't happened is coming.
When you're the absolute best, you get hated on the most. But never stop fighting. No matter what anyone says, no matter how they try to compromise your vision, if it's in your gut, if it's in your soul, there's no worldly possessions that should come between you and your expression.
In my life, I've learned that success has three components to it. The first, you must be diligent to get there. It requires waking up every morning, right on time with your alarm, going to the gym, reading the books, hammering away at your craft day in and day out. You must be diligent, knocking on its door until somebody answers. And second, you must be consistent to stay there. Because it's not enough just to knock on enough doors, get to the top of the mountain and look out at the view and say, wow, what a beautiful sight. You must be consistent if you want to continue to see that vista. But third, that's only one vista. There are many more peaks for you to climb. And if you want to climb more peaks, then you must be grateful.
Don't waste time chasing butterflies. Mend your garden and the butterflies will come. All of us have this tendency to chase, to go and push for all those things that we want in life. And what the quote teaches us is that the better path is to mend our garden, to actually work on ourselves internally, and those things that you are seeking will come to you. If you mend your garden, you become the magnet that attracts the things that you want in life.
There is a strange feeling that one is not yet in real life. For the time being, one is doing this or that, but there is always the fantasy that sometime in future, the real thing will come about. That one day life's duties will be out of the way and that you can finally start doing the thing you want and living your life fully is a myth. I think it's a lie.
You know, when you're standing at the edge of a cliff and it's most scariest to jump, that's when you jump. And when you leap, that's when the net appears. You know, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing it afraid. You know, that's also faith. Like, if you saw the net and then you jump, that's not faith. You knew that was down there. Faith is like, okay, I'm standing at this cliff. I don't see anything down there. I'm incredibly scared. I don't know what's going to happen. And then you jump. And then the net appears. The power of faith.
That of huge steps is continuity. That one is your friend. Repetition is your friend. Not huge jumping. It is the repetition of things that starts to embody something inside of you. But ultimately, it's repetition.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.